If lost, please return to A Critical Role Fanfic, written by Chaya, read by Black Glass. I am friendly, Molly Mock reads in a calm voice. I am friendly, Kiri repeats. As the cart hits a bump in the road, her light body is dislodged from its perch on the pile of blankets. Without looking away from the reins, Ford throws an arm out behind him to keep her from tipping over. I am lost, Molly Ma continues. Please take me to the nearest temple. I am lost. Please take me to the nearest temple. Kiri peeks over the edge of the phrasebook Molly is holding, trying to determine how much more there is to go. Molly notices. Almost halfway, love, he promises. I'm skipping the shopping and bartering sections. We're only doing the important bits.
Good girls do their coursework, Kiri says in Jester's voice, and Molly nods in solemn agreement. And then good girls get dessert.
Ford chuckles. I knew that second part was coming.
Nod trains Kiri how to escape larger opponents, and Ford is the bad guy she has to get away from. After half an hour, Jester is the one to heal the talon scratches on Ford's arm. Caleb turns out to be the one to get Kiri down from the tree and reassure her that nobody is mad. Beau is the one to heap extra portions onto Kiri's plate that night at the campfire. That seems to get the last bit of the guilt out of her system. Kiri sits up a little straighter on her log after that, feet kicking out as she holds the plate with tiny hands.
You hook it enough that it stays on there, but you also want some dangling to move around and attract the fish.
Ford puts his worm on his hook, then holds it up for Kiri to see. I'll try, Kiri says, in Yasha's uncertain voice, and rummages in the little bowl of dirty worms for just the right one. Her fingers are a little clumsy, sharp, but Molly insists that he's heard of her folk being extremely dexterous and able to do detailed artisanal work. Maybe it will come with age, Ford thinks, as she jams the head onto the hook and then winds some more of the body around it. Shyly, she looks up at him.
Try poking one more part in there, to make sure he doesn't fall off when he gets in the water.
One more part, Kiri echoes, and fiddles a bit until she's done so. When she holds it out, and a decent amount of the worm is still dangling away from the hook, she poofs up proudly.
Good! Good. Now, casting. The most important part of this whole thing. Are you paying attention? Good. It's looking around to make sure you're not going to catch anybody sitting next to you. Any overhanging trees?
He makes a show of looking up and around and behind him, even though they camped about 20 feet down the lake's edge. Kiri does the same, eventually nudging her beak questioningly at Ford himself.
Right. So, I'll put out my rod like this, away from you. So when it swings,
he throws the line out in a smooth arc.
So you do that, but in the other direction.
Kiri shuffles nervously, adjusting her grip on the too big rod, looking around again, before clicking several times, as if to psych herself up. She holds the rod to her left, arcing it with not quite enough inertia, only getting it a few feet into the water. A sad click.
No, that was good.
Ford beams and pats her on the head.
You did good. You didn't hurt anybody, and there's little fish up where you cast yours. We can turn those into bait for even bigger ones. Even bigger ones.
Kiri repoofs. They keep the biggest perch she catches. Yasha cooks it and cuts it into a few strips. And as Kiri eats it, Ford is grinning from pointed ear to pointed ear. Beau retakes her spot at the pub table.
Talked with the bartender. There's a poorhouse at the north side of town.
Jester gives her a confused look before understanding crosses her face. She nods, sighing and deflating.
We'll check it,
she says reluctantly, nudging Caleb to add it to his mental to-do list for tomorrow. They probably won't find any Kenku family there, and they almost definitely won't decide it's suitable to leave Kiri at. But they still make themselves check.
Beer?
Kiri says in Caleb's voice, tilting her head towards Nat's mug, with a mix of curiosity and hopefulness.
No, Nat says gently, and pats her head.
Kiri clicks and leans into it. End of story. Thanks for listening.